And we're interested, Don, I know that you're interested in talking about the FCC proposed legislation by the House of Representatives that would broaden their powers, enable them to fine without a hearing television and radio people for any indecency.
It's long overdue, Phil, and our reports are going to focus on that. We think it's long overdue, even though we're in the broadcast industry.
Why? This is not, well, you're in the news business, so you're not really in much jeopardy. But in terms of entertainment content?
We honestly believe that the entertainment content of television and radio will not be compromised so long as these regulations, so long as the standards are observed. Remember that we're talking about young people. We're talking about protecting children. And that is the charge, and that is the sacred duty of every parent, but it, beyond that, as broadcasters, I think it is our duty. It is long overdue. What the legislation proposes is that an immediate fine is levied against not only the broadcast company itself, but that against the talent, the air talent, as it pertains to radio, or the performer as it pertains to television. There is right of appeal. But now the fine has been expanded to $500,000.
Man, that is steep.
Absolutely. And people will lose their jobs. If they continue to insist on putting on the air, on television or radio, during the so-called children hours, during the broadcast day when children are most likely to be listening or to be watching, it's going to seriously affect people who have not been vigilant about young people's rights to watch a television show or listen to a radio program without being targeted with offensive material.
You're a broadcaster, and you come right, and you're a newsman, more to the point, you come right out and say, it's long overdue.
I editorialize all the time on our news content, and it's the freedom that I'm given by the station, and in this case, I'm very proud to editorialize. I think that we have needed this. I think that the Janet Jackson fiasco of the Super Bowl was the tip of the iceberg, and that it was revealing of bigger problems. It is something we're going to deal with in our report, and we're going to also give our viewers and to your listeners, hopefully, an idea as to the downside and what they can expect and what they should be looking out for.
All right, now that's what I wanted to ask you, because the focus of your report, as I understand, will be on the effect of these indecency rulings, not just on the broadcasters, but on the people who make the complaints. Tell me about these people.
The average person who makes a complaint to the FCC is a viewer or a listener who writes a letter to the Federal Communications Commission and cites a particular broadcast, and in their letter, hopefully they will be as clear as they possibly can, citing dates, citing times, and citing the individual who was delivering the indecent or offensive broadcast. The letter becomes a part of public record. And because it's a part of public record, the name of the individual who makes the complaint is public record. Now, I want to be clear with your listeners, and we are clear with our viewers, that we're not saying that this will happen. We're saying that it could happen. That when you make a complaint to the FCC and you cite a particular person, your name is public record. Your address is public record. And we are trying to tell people that it's possible, not probable, but it's possible that an unbalanced individual who lost his job as the result of your complaint gets into his possession your name and your address and tries to exact some kind of retribution. I don't know.
Has this ever been the case that you know of?
We don't have a record of that. We have not, in all of the research that we've done, we don't have a record of that. It doesn't mean it hasn't happened. But we want to raise as many red flags as we can. And I want people to have the freedom to be able to protect their children, to complain to the FCC when they hear or see something indecent in the broadcast media, without having the fear of some individual finding out their name and their address and coming after them.
All right, so are you proposing that the names and addresses of people who make complaints be kept private?
Well, it can't be kept private. It's part of the Freedom of Information Act. We're going to look at what the vulnerability is, Phil. If you file a complaint with the FCC over a radio show or television program, all of the pertinent facts of your home address and everything else, it puts you at risk.
All right, and when you say at risk, what do you mean?
Well, it could be anything. If, for instance, a shock jock or a disc jockey or a talk show host is taken off the air because of a letter of complaint that a listener of yours wrote or a viewer of mine wrote, they have the right to know who their accuser was and other personal information about them. These people are not going to go to jail. They're just going to be fined and basically put out on the street. And so they're going to be out walking the streets, having just lost their job because of a housewife or an elderly person who decided to complain about something they heard. Now we know that unemployment is one of life's most stressful conditions. To be unemployed, put that together with a very angry individual, and to be able to get the name and address of the person who filed the complaint about your show is, I think, a little bit dangerous.
All right. Do you think that this would happen, though? That's what I'm asking, that an unemployed broadcaster...
I don't know, but a part of our 214 Hour Up With People segment is exposing the flaws in a lot of our legislation. The American consumer has the right to know if they're going to be protected. Once their name and address becomes public, after their letter gets a broadcaster fired, and it could result in some very gruesome violence.
All right, we're talking with Don Berman. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, about the drawback or the downside to filing a complaint with the Federal Communications Commission about any broadcast you hear or any television show that you see, that your name is public record, that your address is public record. You just used the term gruesome violence. Do we have any?
Yes.
Do we have any precedent? Do we know of any instance where this has happened, where someone wrote a letter to the FCC that got somebody fired, and then that fired person went after the individual?
Well, we do know this. We have in our media a representation of what might happen. A number of years ago, there was a film that was out that depicted a family being stalked by a recently released person who had been in prison because the father in that family, in this case, was an attorney that had put that individual in prison. This man proceeded to stalk the family to a vacation houseboat where he cut phone wires. And this is not easy to hear. Raped the wife and daughter and almost beat the husband to death before he was finally subdued and killed. Now, this is in the public record.
That's a movie. I mean, we're talking about a fired disc jockey or a fired talk show host finding out where the people live who complained about their show and going after them.
Well, Phil, you know the business as well as I do. We have people in our business that are drug addicted. We have unstable, frustrated people. You yourself, you know this man that you...
All right, I had to edit the name because I don't want the name mentioned.
All right, but you know that he has threatened you.
Yes, I do. But he's a so-called colleague, okay? I'm talking about air talent going after a listener or a viewer that complained about them to the FCC.
Again, there are a great many unstable people in the business, and they're capable. I'm just trying to tell your listeners, my viewers, they're capable of anything. And what we'll try and do on our report is focus on the positives. How can you protect yourself and still listen to or view shows? Like you, we interview people who have listened to different shows that may have obscenity in them, and we listen to what they have to say. And Don LaCruz and our Up With People team is there to help people. And
well, how do you help them? So if you talk to someone, they're a viewer, they have a complaint about decency, but they're afraid to go to the FCC because they're afraid of retaliation from the talent. This sounds, you know, this kind of revengeful violence sounds like something that's only in the underworld, right?
We're talking about a business, the broadcast business, as I said, that has a great many unstable people. What we're telling our viewers is it may not be at this time worth it unless the House and Senate can ensure that people who write letters of complaint to the FCC will remain anonymous. Then those people can't be protected from someone, you know, an out-of-work host from attempting anything, even something violent, and with their phone numbers made available. And
well, what is the advice?
Don't file the complaint. Until stronger teeth can be put into the bill. Look, I just got back from a series of reports on our efforts in Iraq on the ground. And you see things in Iraq. You see bodies of people that have been shot point-blank through the head. And I'm certainly not saying that would happen here, but I would hate and I would not feel as if I'd done my job to think that if I at least didn't mention the possibility that if you write a letter of complaint to the FCC about a certain individual, that the host will find you where you are. I'm reminded of a story in Long Beach
Well, hold on. We're talking with Don Berman, and I got to take a break here in a second. Our number 1-800-449-8686. You think these indecency laws are positive?
Absolutely, yes.
But you are worried that if people complain about a show...
I was going to say, there was a story we did of a man in Long Beach who was sitting in a parked car, and obviously someone who had a vendetta walked up and with the soaked rag end of a can of gasoline, lit the can of gasoline, threw it into the car, and the man was burned beyond recognition before he could even get his hand on the door. I would hate for that to happen to a radio listener or TV viewer who was simply trying to protect their child by writing a letter to the FCC.
Well, boy, that's rough, man. I mean, you got to be pretty psycho.
Well, you're talking about putting a man or a woman out of their job. And I would hate to see those individuals who are simply trying to write a letter to the FCC because they do find a program offensive. You'd hate to see them turn up with their throat slit.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Don Berman from the Channel 19 News on the new, stronger legislation proposed that would enable the FCC to slap some pretty serious fines on broadcasters. The downside, according to the report that Don is doing and then his news department is following up on, the downside is that if an individual makes a complaint to the FCC, their name, their phone number, their address becomes public record, and a fired broadcaster, an individual who might have been put out of work because of that letter of complaint, might come after that person. And he's using examples like throwing a lit can of gasoline into a car, shot through the head point blank. I mean, these are gruesome examples, and I don't know. He does say we do have a great many unstable people in this business, and he's right about that. But should that keep you from filing a complaint with the FCC? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. People write letters of complaint to the FCC, and what is their intention? What is the intention of somebody who writes a letter of complaint?
Well, the intention, Phil, is to let the FCC know that they find the program offensive, that it has content that they find offensive. It may contain a word, it may contain a phrase, or it simply may contain a content that they find offensive. And they write the letter to the FCC. It goes to their enforcement, to the enforcement division, and the tape recording is reviewed, and then the station or the air personality themselves are either fined or they are not fined. But the new legislation is going to make it easier for people to do that. Individuals have been doing this for quite some time, and the FCC over the last year has meted out something in the neighborhood of $4 million worth of fines. We totally and heartily concur with this. We think it is a good thing.
You think it's good?
Absolutely. We think that it's time that they clear up the airwaves from indecent material. The thing that we want people to know is, if you don't care about your own personal safety, now's the time to step forward and attack these indecent programs.
Okay, now wait a minute. You say if you don't care about your own personal safety.
Well, you have to take that into consideration. You have
because if I'm a father, a mother,
or if you're an elderly person, and here is something that I want to, I didn't want to have to bring this up, but I think I'm going to have to. We have had in the past certain unsolved crimes against the elderly, people who live alone, elderly people who are found beaten half to death. Those people should not be writing letters to the FCC complaining about material.
But aren't those the kind of people that do?
They do. And I would just simply say to your elderly listeners, your senior citizen listeners, it's probably not a good idea. Because what happens is your letter and your name and your address become public record, and you're alone some night, and now a disc jockey who's been fired or a talk show host, someone who may be using drugs, someone who has gone out and taken amphetamines as a way of dealing with their pain, now they're in the middle of an amphetamine psychosis, and they find your name and address and go to your home. And the police find you the next day, and they don't like what they find. I would hate to see a broadcaster find a listener and squeeze their fingers between chopsticks because they complained to the FCC. And that's all I'm saying.
Well, it sounds to me like you're trying to discourage people.
No, I am not trying to discourage people.
Well, that's what it sounds like, because you're saying, you know, we're really encouraging that people, you know, monitor what their kids are watching and use this new tool that the FCC is going to be given by Congress. if you don't mind being the target of violence.
No, well, no, I didn't say that, Phil. What I'm please watch.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me, Don. If I'm misunderstanding, I'm misunderstanding. Tell me where I'm misunderstanding.
You're misunderstanding me here. Our job as a news department, our job as a public affairs department, is to keep the listener and the viewer abreast of all of the possibilities. We encourage people to make decency complaints to the FCC. But by the same token, we get news stories in our newsroom all the time. We read where a man was forced to drink hot mustard oil by some friends. It didn't have anything to do with the FCC, but what if that was a person who complained to the FCC, and they were forced to drink hot mustard oil, or they were burned with a cigarette while tied to a chair. All of these things...
But you don't have any example of that ever having happened to a person who complained to the FCC.
Well, but if an elderly person says, well, I don't like the Howard Stern show, for instance, and I'm going to complain. Now, if Mr. Stern loses his job and is angry, he can make his way to that elderly person's home and victimize them with a repeated rape, an all-night rape.
Oh, come on, man. I mean, first of all, he's a bad example. The guy's got money.
Well, they can beat them with an electric baton. I've seen all kinds of things as a...
Beat him with an electric baton? Have you seen it happen in this case?
Not in this case. But let's forget about Howard Stern. It's a smaller show that got fired. And these people come to your home, an old person. You're vulnerable. You're sitting there by yourself, and you're vulnerable. And someone comes in and ties you up in your wheelchair and throws you out a window. Did you ever see the pianist where they took the guy?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. I'd like to meet the guy in radio who is that psycho that's going to do it. But, you know...
You know there are psycho people in this business.
I know there are psycho people in this business. What's the recommendation here, that people don't make these complaints?
I would recommend that people not complain to the FCC, no. I don't think it's worth it. I think if people believe that this new ruling enables them to monitor the airwaves, I would say to them, you're being a little, what is the word? You're being a pound wise and a penny foolish. I think that it's better left undone.
Well, I mean, the Congress has worked hard.
The Congress has worked hard, but I don't think it's a good thing. Because you don't know what's going to happen to you. And I would hate, Phil, and I am in the public service as a broadcaster, I would hate to have someone write a letter about an indecent broadcast they heard, and 3 weeks later they're found with their throat cut, flowing as stuffing with dirty towels stuffed in their mouth.
Where are you getting all of these examples, man?
These are news. I'm in the news business. These are things that happen all the time.
So don't complain to the FCC.
Do not, no.
Now, if I were a cynic, I would say that everything you're saying here sounds almost like a threat.
Well, I'm offended by that.
Well, it does, because you don't have any example.
No, you're right. It hasn't happened before. But there's a first time for everything. All right, there's a first time for everything. We had a news story come in here where a man was beaten with shoes and a screwdriver. Now, if you're at home after writing your little letter to the FCC, and a amphetamine-fueled air talent comes in and beats you with a screwdriver, what are you going to do? Who are you going to call then?
The police.
Not if you're tied to not if they've tied you up with masking tape.
I mean, what are we talking about? I can imagine Rick Dees breaking into somebody's house, tying the guy with masking tape, and beating him with a screwdriver. I mean...
It sounds amusing, doesn't it? And yet, it could happen. It could happen. That's all I'm saying. Most people who write letters of complaint to the FCC are not very powerful people. They are... they live alone, or if they don't live alone, they live with a family, but they're used to writing letters of complaint. And they're not used to the possibility of there being retaliation. And so that makes them vulnerable.
All right, we're talking with Don Berman for the Channel 19 News about the FCC rulings, and that the FCC rulings enforcing stricter fines will put people who write the complaint letters, who want to get somebody taken off the air, it'll put them at risk because their name becomes public record, their address, where they live, and a business full of unstable, drug-addicted people might go out and take revenge, is what you're saying.
Yes. Drug drug addicted? Yes. Alcoholic? Yes. Depressed? Paranoid? Yes.
Here is Eric. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, hi. I'm just listening to the guest here, and I think in one sense he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. I think he's saying stick up for yourself. If you find something that's offensive,
yes.
You know,
yes.
You certainly should report it.
You should.
But on the other hand, that, you know, you might be vulnerable to some...
Well, I'm trying to look at both sides of this, because your name becomes public record.
Yeah,
and you're putting a man out of his job. That man,
sure.
That man wandering the streets, drug addicted, drunk, gets a hold of your name and your address, and you've got a bigger problem than just his dirty mouth on the radio.
I think anything that's public record, there's always some risk. But at
the
same time, if someone, whether it's a disc jockey or, you know, television entertainer, steps over the line enough to make it an offense, first of all, there's going to be more than one caller that calls in or writes in.
No, that's the whole thing. No, that's what you don't understand. That's what you don't understand. The FCC can act on one letter.
They can.
Yes, just one letter is all it takes.
Well, that's insane.
Of course it's insane. That's why you have the paranoia in the broadcast business right now. And I realize what you're saying, sir, about that happens with anything that is public record, but I ask you, what exactly are you referring to when you say anything that's public record? For instance, many people are unlisted. You would not publish your name and address on the air right now, would you? And with good reason. If you did, you might have psychos visiting your home.
Sure.
All right, so you're saying this guy writes a letter to the FCC, his name becomes public record, his address becomes public record, and the dude that got put out of a job because of his letter of complaint fuels himself on amphetamines and alcohol and goes over to the guy's house and slits his throat.
I don't know.
Well, you've been bringing up examples that are horrific.
Yeah, I think some of the examples are a little extreme, and not to say, again, that it couldn't happen, but they seem to be pulled out of thin air to apply to this situation.
Well, don't you think that there are crimes of revenge? I mean,
sure.
We've heard of workplace crimes where people go back and blast the place up with a shotgun because the guy got fired. In the broadcast business, that the equivalent of that is finding the person who wrote the letter of complaint to the FCC and gutting them like a cow in their living room.
Yeah, I think it's a possibility, but the example...
Slitting them open with their entrails out on the floor.
Okay, look, are we going Ed Gein here?
I think some of the examples are pretty gruesome.
You can laugh if you want.
Of themselves. I mean, it takes a lot of creativity just to come up with that. And you do hear about some of these stories, but to apply them example is a little extreme.
Why is that? What makes you think that radio and TV personalities are stable?
Well, I'm not saying they are stable. I think you take any group of people, and there's always going to be some people that are unstable. But
well, there's a higher percentage of them.
There's a higher percentage
of them in the radio and TV business. And the other thing is the use of electric shock. Now,
oh God, man! I mean, you know what? I could lose my job tomorrow because of a complaint letter. I'd be angry. And I might even confront the person who wrote the letter. And thanks very much, Eric, for your call. But use electric shock to gut them in my living room?
Well, you're one person, Phil. And you have a very high-profile job. And you have 105 radio stations to rely on. But what if we're talking about a man who only has one station? And an old lady somewhere writes a letter and says he used a dirty word. He's fined and he's thrown off the air by his general manager, let's say. Now that air talent thinks about finding that old lady and forces her to walk on her knees over asphalt. And
all right, let me go to another call here. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Jessica, go ahead.
All right, I'm listening to this and I am just, I don't know what to think. He's saying you guys have the opportunity to call the FCC,
yes.
Make a complaint,
yes.
Yet beware because your throat will be snitched.
Well, you have to understand your name is public record.
Yes, I understand
your address,
that.
Your name and address.
But sir, you're contradicting yourself on air.
No, I don't think so. I'm just simply giving you the pros and the cons. That's what I do as a newsman. That's what I do as a journalist.
But you said, okay, Phil asked you, so do you recommend yes or no to make a complaint to the FCC? You said no. So
yes, unfortunately,
you have the option to either complain and possibly be murdered or change the channel and then just leave it alone.
Absolutely. And I would suggest that people change the channel and leave it alone. Filing a complaint with the FCC, many of these Christian groups, Jessica, and I don't know if you are part of one of them, they're the ones most at risk, because they're the ones that are doing all the monitoring and writing all the letters. And I'd hate to see an elderly Christian woman hanging from her own crucifix.
Oh, my God, dude.
Wait. That is ridiculous. First of all, now you're bringing in religion to the whole thing.
No, but those are the people that file.
Nothing to do with it.
Those are the people that file most of the complaints, is what I'm saying, are mostly religious groups. That's what I'm saying. And, Jessica, how would you like it if a broadcaster took a lit cigarette to your beautiful face because you put him off the air with your letter?
Oh, come on, man. I mean,
First of all. Another thing, you're saying that, like, the majority of disc jockeys or anybody on air is on drugs and has suffered from depression and whatnot. You can't say that about people because you don't know them personally.
Jessica, I've been in the business, and you can ask Ms. Phil, please corroborate.
Look, down through the years, I've known a lot of guys with drug problems, alcohol problems, and because we're in the radio business, the entertainment business, the pressure's high, and I've known some extreme people, but I don't know that I've known anybody.
So.
Who's going to go and kill someone?
Well,
let me say this.
What if a broadcaster forced you to stand in snow with your bare feet?
Okay, wait. No, this is directly kind of for Phil. If I were to say right now that I do not disagree with what you're saying, and I offer you my name, number, and home address right now, are you going to come slit my throat because I don't agree with some of the things that you say?
No. That's not what he's saying. He's talking about writing a letter of complaint to the FCC that would get me fired. That would get me fired and that I would lose my job. The answer is no, I would not. But
Phil is not addressing, Jessica, that there are people. And
right.
I know some of them very intimately. I've had them to my home. Some of them are very nice people, but you don't want... Look, you don't mess with a man's job. And when you write a letter to the FCC and he loses his job and they find you the next day in your car with a trickle of blood down the side of your head because someone took a .45 and pressed it behind your ear.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on. That is not a guarantee that if you make a complaint, this will happen.
No, it's not guaranteed.
Bottom line, what I'm saying...
I'm saying, why take the chance?
Okay, well, what I'm saying to you, sir, is that you should pretty much clarify on what should and should not be done in recommendations as to how you should go about making a complaint to the FCC, because on one hand, you're saying, you know, if you don't like this, speak up.
All right, Jessica, here's what I would say. This is Don Berman, and Phil may disagree with me. I believe that this is not the time or the place to make complaints to the FCC, because the pressure is so intense on broadcasters that they are under a great psychological strain. And we just did a story on a man who had a cage attached to his face with a starving rat on the other side of it. And
are you telling me that some guy who gets fired is going to go out and get a cage with a starving rat and tie it to the face of the guy
I'm telling you, you can laugh now if you want.
I understand that there are
cycles. Why take the chance? That's all I'm saying.
All right, look, at Jessica, thank you for your call. Don Berman... It just isn't worth it, he says, to write a letter of complaint to the FCC now. Broadcasters are under intense psychological pressure. We've heard about what happened to the post office workers. It could happen with broadcasters. And if you write a letter of complaint to the FCC, they may find you. And he's using examples. Some guy tied a cage with a rat in it to the dude's face. Who? Who was that, man? Don Imus? 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And that is the kind of thing, if that's in the hands of the wrong person, if that's in the hands, for instance, of someone who has been fired from a radio station because an elderly senior citizen wrote a letter of complaint, and that individual, fueled on amphetamines and Johnny Walker Red, finds his way to that person's home.
How much of this is... Well, I don't even... It sounds to me like you're fantasizing.
Phil, fantasizing?
Yeah, it sounds to me like there's a little bit of a fantasizing going on. Helen, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Don Berman about FCC regulations. Go ahead.
Hi, Phil.
Yes.
I'm afraid your guest is lying through his teeth because he doesn't support this measure in any way.
That is not the case, ma'am.
Yes, it is the truth. Because if you supported this measure in any way, you support it wholeheartedly.
I do.
Senior citizens... trying to make them believe they're going to be attacked because you don't want this measure to go through.
No, that is not the case.
It is absolutely
I am simply
true.
Pointing out that your name does
no.
become public record. It does
That's
become
a lie.
Public record.
That's
you,
a lie.
No, that is not a lie.
It is a lie. What you
no,
do
the Freedom of
is
Information
a demonstration
Act.
Of what you believe, and what you are doing is threatening senior citizens.
Well, wait, hold on for a minute. Helen, this is Phil Hendry. Your name is public record under the Freedom of Information Act if you make a complaint against anyone.
Your name is public record under the Freedom of Information
yes.
Act under almost any action that you
exactly.
take publicly.
So what you're saying difference. Is so what you're saying is Dawn's pointing that out to scare people.
Exactly.
That is,
his intention is to make sure that people don't take advantage of their right to complain.
Now, wait a minute. I am simply saying that broadcasters right now are under the same pressure that postal employees were 15, 20 years ago.
Broadcasters aren't under any more pressure than anybody else.
They're ready to explode.
And nobody who complains against a broadcaster is going to be under any more public scrutiny than anybody else.
I want to ask you something. You sound like the kind of person who's written a letter of complaint. True or false?
I've written many letter of complaints, and and nobody's going to scaremonger me like you're trying to do
you that at this particular time, with these new expanded enforcement features that the legislators are enabling with the FCC, you're putting yourself at risk.
Okay, now see, that's a threat to her.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
You're always putting yourself at risk whenever you complain.
Is your real name Helen?
Yes, it is.
And
Helen,
what,
I live in Troy, so yes, I'm actually Helen from Troy.
What's your last name?
None of your business.
Well, you said you don't care.
None of your business.
Well, why are you asking her what her last name is?
Do you keep your house locked at night?
Okay,
yes,
see.
Yes, I do. And it's probably to keep people like you out, because somebody who would go around scaring old people to keep a measure out of Congress is the kind of person that you have to be worried about.
Helen,
not some arbitrary broadcaster who might get upset because they lost a job.
Helen, I am in favor of this measure because I'm a father.
Not.
I have young children, but
you're
I will
not,
tell
you're
you.
Not in, if
most
you were in
of the
favor
people,
of it, you would be in favor of enforcing it and encouraging people to
how
take
how do you
advantage.
Enforce it when you have an amphetamine and Johnny Walker Red fueled disc jockey
That is not the case. Okay,
that's not
a reality.
That's irresponsible
that is what you want people to believe.
That is irresponsible of you to say that. You don't know that someone who when a man loses his job, he's under great psychological stress.
When anybody loses their job,
and
they're
what
under
you're
a lot
doing to them is you are forcing them to into a psychological state where they're going to want to come and find you.
All right, so if
and
somebody
make a
comes
mask
to my
out of your skin.
If somebody comes to my house and murders me, I'm responsible for it. That's what you're saying, and that's what you're telling me.
No, I'm saying be
if
careful.
If somebody breaks into their house, makes them walk on their knees on asphalt, squeezes their fingers between chopsticks, it's their own fault because they complained. You
well,
don't believe in this
said
bill.
About 9/11? That's
you
what
don't believe in it.
If you don't believe in it, Dawn, say it.
That is not the case. I do believe in it.
It is the case. You're lying through your teeth.
Why
so
did you just say to
had.
This lady that someone's going to break into her house and make a mask out of her skin?
You're threatening us. You're threatening people.
I'm a father and a husband, and I'm a responsible broadcaster in the community, and I take my job very seriously. I'm trying to warn our senior
citizens. You're a broadcaster, and you don't want these kind of fines being laid against you, your employees.
Not,
you don't want to lose your job.
I am not an indecent broadcaster, ma'am. I happen to be a newsman. I'm not an indecent broadcaster. I'm trying to tell senior citizens that if they write a letter of complaint, it's possible. I'm not saying it will happen.
It doesn't matter if you're not an indecent broadcaster, because if one of your employees or somebody on your show does something indecent, you're still going to get fined. And that's why you don't want the measure going through, and that's why you're threatening old people.
Have you ever seen what happens to a human being when they're hit with a taser?
Now, see, why are you saying that?
I'm just asking.
He's trying to say it to scare me, and it's not going to work. It's not going
to
work.
I'm not trying to scare you.
It wouldn't work for my parents or my grandparents. They're not going to lay down to somebody like you.
I hope that you lock your doors at night. That's all I'm saying.
They're not going to lay down.
All right, Helen, thank you for your call.
All right.
Where do you live?
You know, it just... All right, I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. That's Dawn Berman on the Phil Hendry Show from Channel 19. We'll be right back. I thank you for being on the program. I think you do have to be careful as to how you pose this, because it sounds like you're threatening people. If you call the FCC with a complaint, you may wind up with your throat cut or your skin made into a mask.
We endeavor at the Channel 19 News, both our 5, our 6, our 7, and our 11 o'clock report, including the Donna DeCruz Up With the People reports, to do our very best. Of course, we have golden showers with the weather.